Hare Krishna. So today we are going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 12th chapter, and verse is from 14th to 24th. So 14 to 23, I will read the translation, and the 24th, we will recite together the Sanskrit of that. Agasura, who had been sent by Kamsa, was the younger brother of Putana and Bakasura. Therefore, when he came and saw Krishna at the head of all the cowherd boys, he thought, "This Krishna has killed my sister and brother, Putana and Bakasura. Therefore, in order to please them both, I shall kill this Krishna along with his assistants, the other cowherd boys." Agasura thought, "If somehow or other I can make Krishna and his associates serve as the last offering of sea sim and water for the departed souls of my brother and sister, then the inhabitants of Brajbhumi, for whom these boys are the life and soul, will automatically die. If there is no life, there is no need for the body. Consequently, when their sons are dead, naturally all the inhabitants of Vraja will die." Thus, deciding that crooked Agasura assumed the form of huge python as thick as a big mountain and as long as 8 miles. Having assumed this wonderful python's body, he spread his mouth like a big cave in the mountains and lay down on the road, expecting to swallow Krishna and his associates, the cowherd boys. His lower lip rested on the surface of the earth, and his upper lip was touching the clouds in the sky. The borders of his mouth resembled the sides of a big cave in a mountain, and the middle of his mouth was as dark as possible. His tongue resembled a broad traffic way. His breath was like a warm wind, and his eyes blazed like fire. Upon seeing this, demon's wonderful form, which resembled a great python, the boys thought that it must be a beautiful scenic sport of Vrindavan. Thereafter, they imagined it to be similar to the mouth of a great python. In other words, the boys, unafraid, thought that it was a statue made in the shape of a great python for the enjoyment of their pastimes. The boys said, "Dear friends, is this creature dead, or is it actually a living python with its mouth spread wide just to swallow us all? Kindly clear up this doubt." Thereafter, they decided, "Dear friends, this is certainly an animal sitting here to swallow us all. Its upper lip resembles a cloud reddened by the sunshine, and its lower lip resembles the reddish shadows of a cloud. On the left and right, the two depressions resembling mountain caves are the corners of its mouth, and the high mountain peaks are its teeth. In length and breadth, the animal's tongue resembles a broad traffic way, and the inside of its mouth is very, very dark, like a cave in a mountain. The hot fiery wind is the breath coming out of his mouth, which is giving off the bad smell of burning flesh because of all the dead bodies he has eaten." 24th verse, the translation by Srila Prabhupada. Then the boys said, "Has this living creature come to swallow us? If he does so, he will immediately be killed like Bakasura, without delay." Thus they looked at the beautiful face of Krishna, the enemy of Bakasura, and laughing loudly and clapping their hands, they entered the mouth of the python. The purport of that is, after talking about the terrible animal this way and that way, they decided to enter the demon's mouth. They had full faith in Krishna's, because they had experienced how Krishna had saved them from the mouth of Bakasura. Now here was another Asura, Agasura. Therefore, they wanted to enjoy the sport of entering the demon's mouth and being saved by Krishna, the enemy of Bakasura. Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyanam Jana Shalakya Chakshulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaham Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sabadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vindavaneshwari Vishvanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatirubhyasha Kipa Sindhurevacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Vishnu Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prasarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Prasadeshtarine. Hare Krishna. Although I'm not a learned person sitting on this Vyasasana, but I think with the blessings of you, Vaishnavas, senior Vaishnavas sitting here, I'm sure I'll be able to say something relevant to this subject or this verse. I just need your blessings. I go. So this verse is about actually Agasura. Agasura, in the previous life, his name was Agha, and he was a son of Shankachuda. And Agasura, actually, his name was Agha. So Agha, once he was going through the forest, and he saw Ashtakvakra Muni there, because Ashtakvakra Muni had the his form was bended from the eight places. So this Agha actually laughed on Muni, and then this Ashtakvakra Muni got angry and he cursed him that he to become a snake. So in the next life he became snake, like python, Agasura. So this Agasura was sent by King Kansa. He was a younger brother of Putana and Bakasura. He was very big, like a mountain, and his length was 8 miles. These demons, they have a Mahima Siddhi. With Mahima Siddhi, they can extend up to 8 miles. And when he curled up, his length was 2 miles. So his lower lip was touching the ground and the upper lip was touching the clouds in the sky. Agasura represents the anartha according to the Chaitanya Shikshamrita, cruelty, violence to others, and enviousness. Snakes are basically cold-blooded and envious by nature to others. In killing this demon, we must get rid of ourselves of envious and cruel behavior towards others. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the Jaiva Dharma, he explains 5 types of envy. First of all, he said, not having faith in God. Second one, the belief that the Supreme Lord is nothing more than a natural potency of the creation, which automatically brings about the result of one's karma. Third one is not to believe in the transcendental form of the Lord. Fourth one, not accepting the position of the jiva as a eternal servant of the Lord. The fifth one is absence of mercy. There are a few examples of regarding this. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur he was magistrate, the king of Jagannath Puri, he took some money from the temple of Jagannath, and being a magistrate, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he told him to give it back, but king actually refused it. And then what he did actually, he started to perform the yajna. Through the yajna he wanted to put some evil effects and like spells on the Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But as we know that, because he is a pure Vaishnava, in result, king's own son died. So that's a counter reaction of the, like if you try to hurt the Vaishnava. So another example I was thinking is that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, he was preaching very strongly in the West Bengal, and there were caste brahmanas that didn't like him because they also wanted to initiate people there. So they, what they did, they bribed the police, and they gave a lot of money to the police, and the police, some of them, the police people, they came to the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, and they told the whole story, and they said, actually, because you are a devotee, we don't want to do anything wrong with you. They knew that they have to face the consequence of that. So what they did actually, they told everything, and they told Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati that it's better if you can move away from this place, because these caste brahmanas, they don't like you, they can attack on you anyway. So this is the examples of like enviousness or violence to others, or if you have cruelty. Another example is from Ramayana, Mantra, the maid servant of Mother Kekayi. She has so much enviousness against Mother Kaushalya and her son Lord Ram, because she didn't want that Lord Ram should become a king. She wanted that Mother Kekayi's son, Bharata, should become a king. So, all the time she used to brainwash Mother Kekayi all the time. And because Mother Kekayi was getting his her association all the time, we know all that, I mean, what happened after that. The result was Lord Ram, Mother Sita, and Lakshman, they had to go to the exile for 14 years. And in their absence, King Dashrath passed away. So when Bharat came back with Shatrughan from his own city, then he punished Mantra, and he didn't talk to Mother Kekayi for many years. So that's another example. Duryodhan had so much enviousness for Pandavas. He didn't want actually to, didn't want to give anything to them. At the last, when Lord Krishna went to Hastinapur as a messenger, Lord Krishna gave the proposal, okay, you have to Duryodhana, you have five, you can give Pandavas five villages only, they will be satisfied. But Duryodhana said in return, I will not give the even 1 inch of the land. So we know the result, what will happen after that is they end up in the Kurukshetra, in the battlefield. So they all died because of their karma, of their enviousness against Pandavas. And Pandavas were protected by Krishna himself. So another example I was thinking of Shishupal. He was very envious of Lord Krishna. When his 100 offenses against Krishna were over, because he was saying the things to him, Lord Krishna cut his head off by Sudarshan Chakra. So that's another example. We can see now come to the verse on 24. The cowherd boys, they have so much faith, they are entering in the mouth of python Agasura. And there's the mouth is so, inside is so dark, it's just like a death. They can't come out, and they know that. And they have so much faith in Lord Krishna that they're laughing and clapping, and they're going inside the mouth of Agasura. Such a strong faith, like the cowherd boys, they have. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse 2.22.62, Shada Shabda Vishwas Kahe Sudrir Nishay Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Kritahai. Shada is confident, firm faith that by rendering transcendental loving service to Krishna, one automatically performs all subsidiary activities. Such faith is favorable to the discharge of devotional service. So a strong faith that by Krishna consciousness, one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life. So we can see how the faith, the meaning of is the Shraddha. In Bhagavad Gita, there are three types of Shraddha is explained in the 17th chapter. Sattvic, Rajasic and Tamasic Shraddha. And it says about the faithful person. The Bhagavad Gita verse 4th chapter 39th, I think. I was thinking the fourth chapter 39th verse. Shadavan labhate jnanam tatpara samyat indriya jnanam labdha param shantim achire nadigachyati. A faithful man who is dedicated to the transcendental knowledge and who subdues his senses is eligible to achieve such knowledge. And having achieved it, he quickly attains the supreme spiritual peace. There are a few examples of that. I was thinking of Srila Prabhupada. Had so much faith in Mahaprabhu's vani. Prithvite acheyato nagaradi gram sarvatre prachar hoibe more naam. So he had so much faith in Mahaprabhu's vani that one day the day will come, the whole world, this preaching will be spread over all over the world of Lord Krishna. So he has a faith. That's why he was. Even he was 70 years old, he has only 40 rupees in his pocket. He was going to New York City. And there he didn't know anybody. And he just sat down in the park and just reciting the Maha Mantra. And we all know with the potency, with the power of the pure devotee, because Lord Krishna is protecting him all the time with him. So what happened after that? That same person, Srila Prabhupada, he made 108 temples all over the world. We can't even think of that. We can't even, pretend that even. It's such a we can see the result of the pure devotee, the pure bhakti of Srila Prabhupada. Another example, I was thinking of Shiva's Pandit in Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is an example of that. Shiva's Pandit has so much faith in Krishna. Whole day used to do the bhajan and kirtan. And he was a grihastha, but he wasn't going out to do any activity or earning for family. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his place and he said, "O Shivas, why don't you go out and work and earn something for the family?" But Shivas Pandit, he clapped 3 times. And Mahaprabhu was a bit surprised and he said, "What is the meaning of that?" The Shivas Pandit said, "The meaning of first clap is, Mahaprabhu, that on the first day when I will go for begging, for bhiksha, if I don't get anything, I will fast and my whole family will fast also. The next day will happen the same thing if we will not get anything. The third day, if we will not get anything with Krishna's grace, me and my family, we will jump in the river Ganges." After seeing this, Mahaprabhu, he was so pleased. He said, O Shivas, Goddess Lakshmi can be beggar. Goddess Lakshmi can go to the door to door for the begging of bhiksha. But in your house, you'll have Lakshmi always residing." So we can see the Shivas Pandit's faith in the holy name. There was another example I was thinking of is Geeta Panda from Jagannath Puri. This Geeta Panda also, he was grihastha. He used to read whole day Bhagavad Gita. He had so much faith in Bhagavad Gita, the words of Lord Krishna, that he used to read all day. So he wasn't going out also to work or anything. So his family was starving and naturally his wife wasn't happy. So one day his wife, she picked up the Bhagavad Gita and the verse that 9.22, "Anyas chintayanto mam ye jana payun pasate tesham nitya abhyuktanam yogakshaya vahamyam." She cut that verse with a red pen, put the line on that. The meaning of that was that she didn't have the faith of the wording of Lord Krishna in this verse. Yogakshaya means, yoga means whatever the devotee doesn't have, Lord provide that. Kshemam means whatever devotee has, Lord looks after that. So, what happened actually, when Geeta Panda was gone out, two boys on two horses, they came at their place. Shishi Radha Gokul Rand ki, Shishi Sita Ram Rakshanuman ki, Shishi Gaurnitaya ki. The two boys, they came to their place on the two horses. And they had, their horses were full of stuff. And then they told this wife of Geeta Panda, "Geeta Panda has sent this stuff for you." And she welcomed them and she told them to bring the stuff. And they put the stuff and the whole house was full of the stuff. While they were going out, she looked at them. One of the boys' complexion was dark complexion and the other one was white. So then she realized that they look so beautiful. And the dark complexion one, he has the line on his face of red ink, like the blood is coming. She asked this boy, the dark complexion one, why is it like that? There's a line on your face. Who put the line on your face like this? And this boy, the dark complexion one, he said, oh mother, you are the one who put the line on my face. And then they turned back and they were gone out and they disappeared. After some, she was crying actually, why I will do, I am a Brahmani, why I will do this horrible work to such a beautiful boys. So in the meantime, Gita Panda came home and she told the whole story. The Gita Panda said, actually, first of all, I didn't send this stuff at home. I don't have anything. And secondly, he brought the Bhagavad Gita and he showed that verse. He said, you cut this verse with the red ink. So that's why the red mark was there on the face of Lord Jagannath. The both boys, they were Jagannath and Baldev. They came to teach you the lesson that whatever wording we have said, that is true in Bhagavad Gita. So she realized her mistake. She cried. Then after that, she fell down onto the feet of Jagannath and she asked for the forgiveness. So that's another example of Gita Panda. He has a faith in the Bhagavad Gita so much. Now, the thing is, I mean, the people who don't have faith, Bhagavad Gita verse 4, chapter 4, verse 40 explains that Ajnascha ashradhadhanacha samsaya atma vinashyati nayam loko asti na paro na sukham samsaya atmanah. Ignorant, faithless persons who doubt the revealed scriptures do not attain God consciousness. They fall down. For those doubting souls, there is happiness neither in this world nor in the next world. So another verse is Bhagavad Gita chapter 9, verse number 3. Ashradhadhana purusha dharmasya asya param tapa aprapya mam nirvartante mrityu samsar vartamani. Those who are not faithful in this devotional service cannot attain me, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna. Therefore, they return to the path of birth and death in this material world. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. They take birth again, and that also, and again the death. They have the death also comes to them again and again. So they have to go in the cycle of 8,400,000 species. That what happens after that. Anybody who doesn't have the faith in Krishna, because then they get bewildered by the opulence and sophistication of the world, of the material world. They get in Maya. Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 44. Bhogeshwarya prasaktanam dhyavita chetasam vinasha vyasayatmika buddhi samadhavana vidhiyate. Those who doesn't have those who are bewildered by the opulence and the sense gratification, and the devotional service doesn't take place in their heart. So that's the result of that. Lord Krishna says to Arjuna that who doesn't have faith, they can't come back to me, because faith comes before the love manifest in the heart of the devotee. That's the first step, faith is. And how the faith develops? Faith develops with the chanting of more and more rounds. When you chant more and more rounds, your faith develops in the holy name. Then after that, Krishna starts to reciprocate. Because he's sitting in everybody's heart, the dust will be cleaned slowly, slowly. You can feel it. You can realize there is somebody within my heart protecting me. So, the Lord Krishna that's why in the 18th chapter, 66 verse, he says, Sardhaman paritejya maam ekam sharanam raj aham tubhyam sar papebhyo mokshyami ma shucha. Abandon all the religions wherever you are. Come back to me. I will liberate you from all the sins. He's taking the guarantee of that. And the 65th verse, he says, Man mana mad bhakto madhyaji maam namaskaru maam veshyasi satyamte pati jane priyosime. Become my devotee. Honor your devotion to me. Become mine, because I am yours. By doing this, I will take back your all the sinful activities, whatever you have, and then you can come back to me. So Krishna is promising that after having faith in me, after doing the devotional service with me, I will protect the devotees. There are many examples of faith. Mother Sita had so much faith in Lord Ram that one day Lord Ram will come and make her free from the clutches of Ravana, when she was kept by Ravana in Ashok Vatika. So even Ravana, he had given her that 1 month time, and he told her after 1 month he's going to finish her. In the meantime, Hanumanji came over there also. He said, Oh mother, I can take you right now. Nobody can stop me. Because he's an incarnation of Rudra or Lord Shiva. But Mother Sita, she has so much faith. She said to Hanumanji, Let Lord Ram come. I want these demons should be killed with Ravana. So that was one of the reasons she gave to Hanumanji for staying there. So she has so much faith in Lord Ram. Prahlad Maharaj had so much faith in Lord Vishnu. And his own father, Hiranyakashipu, he was torturing him like anything. He threw him up from the mountain, put him in the cave where they are full of snakes, put him in the fire with his own sister Holika. Every time Lord Vishnu was protecting him. So Prahlad Maharaj had so much faith, At the last, when Hiranyakashipu was asking him, "Is your Lord is everywhere? Is he in this pillar also?" And Prahlada Maharaj said, "Yes, of course. He can appear from anywhere." So just to make the statement true of his devotee, Prahlada Maharaj appeared, Lord Narasimhadev appeared from the pillar. And he killed Hiranyakashipu. So we can see how much faith Prahlada Maharaj had in Lord Vishnu. Prabhupada gave the example of a dog, because the dog is always faithful and honest to his master. Doesn't matter, the master kicks him out so many times from the house because of some reason. But that dog always stays on the door, scratch the door and says, "Please let me come inside. Let me come inside. I will not do this again." Then that master let him come inside. So Prabhupada says, we are the dog of Krishna. This Kantimala is a collar. And we are the dog of Krishna. We are the pet dog of Krishna. So the meaning is that we should be always honest with the Lord, with our spiritual master. Mother Shabri, she had so much faith in her guru. Her guru told her, one day Lord Ram will come in this hut. And after that he was passed away. But she had so much faith in her guru. Daily she used to wash the whole path. And she used to decorate the path with the flowers. She used to talk to the branches. She used to ask the branches, to the birds, to the animals, when my Lord is going to come, please tell me. Today the day has gone again. Again next day. So many years passed away. Lord Ram didn't come. Her faith was so strong. One day Lord Ram will come. Because my guru's, my spiritual master's wording can't be untrue. So one day Lord Ram came with Lakshman. And then she served Lord Ram. And then after that she left her body. So we can see how firm faith the devotees have in the spiritual master. This is one of the offense, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master in Dasanama Prad, in 10 offenses. We all know how much we obey our spiritual master. Because if we obey our spiritual master, then the faith in holy name will develop. When the faith in holy name will develop, then the love for Krishna will manifest in the heart. That's the conclusion actually. Even in the material world also, we can see faith exists. Like newborn baby, when he takes birth, he has so much faith in the mother. First of all, when he was born, he doesn't know anybody. He can't recognize, first of all, because the thing is, they can't see anything. They don't have any vision for many months. With the touch and with the hearing, they start to recognize that there is somebody around. And slowly, slowly, then they start to have faith in that person. That whenever they're hungry, they have to cry. So they cry and then they get the milk from the mother. So that becomes their faith in the mother. And then after that, the love manifests for the mother, and the mother also start to reciprocate. So Prabhupada said also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we should cry for the holy name. When we are chanting, we should crying. Should be crying like anything so that we can get the kripa of Krishna and Radharani's kripa. Because unless you don't cry from the heart, you're not going to get anything out of it. It's just like on the surface we are swimming on the surface. We don't know what is in the deep, in the ocean. Because the love is only there for those who can feel that, who can reciprocate to the Lord. Like Shri Radha Gokulandar here, they are all day here, and we come and for 5-10 minutes we just have a darshan and then we go away. How much we serve, we know that. If somebody says to us to do the service, and how much we serve, that we also know that. Now in that case, how much the faith can be developed? Because we are not giving 100% to the Lord. First we need to serve through the holy name, through the services. We have to serve them. Until we don't serve them 100%, that love can't manifest. Krishna is there in the heart, but we can't see because the dust is there. It doesn't clear the dust. So we can see that faith. Faith is the cause of all the Krishna prema. So to get that also we need to, like Krishna, when we get this Bhakti Lata Beej, we need to clear the whole, all of the, to protect that plant, we have to clear a whole of the weed around, like these enviousness, greed, and all other offenses we do against the devotees. Because those type of weed, they don't let the plant grow. Because Radharani straight away stops she takes away the mercy. And if we don't still stop, then what happens? The one day can come, then we will not have any taste in holy name. We will not be chanting even. So, I was remembering one of the examples. There was one devotee in India. It's a story of 22 years old story this is. And he used to go outside and preach and stuff. And he cultivated one person and that person became brahmachari. And he was staying in the temple then. The person who cultivated that brahmachari, due to some reasons, he stopped coming to the temple. And then after that, I mean, the result is in 22 years, he didn't get the mercy of the spiritual master. He didn't get the initiation even. One of the reasons, strong reason is because he was always criticizing the devotees. Always offending the devotees. The fence he was making daily, he couldn't come out from there. So at this stage, he doesn't have the interest in that, in the holy name. If somebody says to him, do you want to go to temple? He said, no, I don't have interest in that. Because he's always criticizing the devotees. So you can see how it happens. The Radharani takes away all the bhakti from you. If we keep on doing the same thing, same mistake. Our spiritual master is there to guide us. We should have faith in him. That one day, after doing more and more rounds, after serving so much to the Krishna and Radharani, the day will come, Lord will welcome us in his abode. Hare Krishna. I think we've gone over the time. If anybody has questions or corrections, we can talk later. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.